It was a strange contraption, but it worked. He clutched together many parts and gave it a funny name, a dickometer. He could have named it after himself and called it a markometer, but to give homage to his overactive libido, he decided to name it after his little head, his best friend, Dick. It came with a warning label that she promptly ignored. Warning: turning on the dickometer has unique and habit-forming effects. You may experience unusual feelings of heightened, exaggerated, or extremely positive sense of happiness or well-being. It is considered to represent an extreme degree of happiness or contentment beyond that which occurs in normal emotional responses. You may also experience unusual feelings of euphoria or bliss, or have impulsive or orgasmic-producing thoughts, such as thoughts of self-love or unconditional love from others, leading to a sense of intense joy or happiness that is beyond what would be expected under normal circumstances. Viewer discretion is advised. He designed the circuit just for her. It had a double feedback loop, but no safety valves. That was the beauty of the circuit. Neither one of them could stop the upward spiral of euphoric bliss. The device had to be designed that way, to be able to measure the effect of their unconditional love. Either one of them could exercise their free will and turn it off at any time. But would they? This is how it worked. She would send him a story, a special treat. He would read it in a quiet place. If his dick got hard, it was working. If he got a little pre-cum, it was working. If it made him squirt cum, it was working. The harder he got, and the more cum he squirted, the higher the rating. With the rating came the review, the critique, the comments that she used to see how close she hit the mark. It was a simple circuit, yet complex. For example, she had sent him a story about two lovers intertwined in hot, steamy sex. It was a nice story. The first time through, he couldn't even get to the end of it before his dick got hard as a rock. He promptly oiled it up, and the next thing he knew, he was squirting cum. His initial rating was 4 out of 5 stars. It was the anticipation that put him over the top. She had sent the story during the day, when he was at work. It came with a warning label. Enjoy alone, in a quiet, intimate environment. Who was she kidding? He couldn't wait to get home and open the attachment. It seemed like hours until he was finally at home alone with her story, until he was finally alone with her, and by then it didn't take much. If only he could unlock his love the way she unlocked her love in that story. The second time he read it, it did not have its intended effect. It didn't make him come. He was somewhat disappointed. This time, he rated it 1 out of 5 stars. He knew the part that was missing, so he asked her to record it. He knew that if she used her voice, she could put in so much emotion that it would make him come right away. It was such a good story, such a steamy story, such a passionate story. But that's how the dickometer worked. It either squirted cum, or it didn't. Sometimes it came fast, sometimes it came slow. But if it didn't come, then the story didn't have enough sex appeal, and without sex appeal, it didn't have its intended effect. He sent her his critique, and when she complied, his dick would get hard, and he would squirt cum. It was disastrous at first. He didn't squirt much cum at all. But eventually it got better. They worked it out to where she was consistently writing 5-star stories, and he was squirting cum all the time. This was how they achieved growth. Like this, he rated every communication, and like this, she began to learn what buttons to push. They were all nice and neatly labeled. It was a knee-jerk reaction, an automatic or reflex reaction, an immediate reaction made without examining causes or facts. That was the beauty of the dickometer, communication in, rating out. He could even tell how far he squirted cum to make a difference. And he wrote back. For every story she wrote, he wrote 3. He was a voracious writer, and she liked to read. She would wait until she was alone in a quiet place, and then she would turn on the computer and scan through their OneNote file. She was never disappointed. He always had some new material for her to critique. Some of it was gross and even repulsive. Like any great director, he took the feedback and left those scenes on the cutting room floor. He simply edited them out and responded with even better stories that sent her love meter in overdrive. Some of his stories made her heart beat so fast and her pussy get so wet that she didn't even have to use manual stimulation. She reached orgasm after orgasm, feeling his unconditional love. And there are things you can do when you react with pain and hurt to what another is being, saying, or doing. The first is to admit honestly to yourself and to another exactly how you are feeling. He responded honestly to her, and she responded honestly to him. And when they rated their stories together by the expression of their honest feelings, they learned what it meant to show unconditional love. It started with brutal honesty and tough love, like a virgin busting her hymen on her wedding night, and eventually it evolved and escalated into passionate lovemaking, which is all she wanted from the start. So this is how the dickometer works, and by experiencing love, seeing the ratings, and taking in their honest reactions, they achieved what he was after, bliss with every kiss that never missed.